I'm C.J. Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and we're talking with Farm Credit Mid-America and the extra value that they provide. In addition to financial services, we're talking about educational opportunities and opportunities for farmer owners, opportunities for customer owners to grow and learn more about economic insights and a whole host of other things impacting the farm economy. And chatting today with Lance Fichter. He's a grain producer based out of Adams County, Indiana, northeastern Indiana. Lance, tell me a little bit about your operation and your farm there in Adams County, Lance.
I'm married to my wife, Sarah. We have four children, Maylee, Tessa, Coy, and Ada. And I farm with two brothers, a dad and an uncle. And we raise primarily corn and soybeans, and it's just a great way to raise a family and live a life that's fulfilling.
Lance, now it's my understanding that you chose to get involved with Farm Credit Mid-America's Advocate Council. Tell us a little bit about the Advocate Council, why you wanted to be involved, and what you've gained so far from being a part of the Advocate Council with Farm Credit Mid-America.
Back at home, there's a local bank that during the COVID timeframe, they chose to close their lobby up until noon, so you couldn't get into the lobby until after lunch. And to this day, it's still that way. And so I remember reaching out to the president of that local bank and saying, hey, this is not the greatest idea, and they kind of just brushed me off. So when the advocate, when Farm Credit came and said, hey, we'd like you to be a part of our Advocate Council, where we seek your advice and seek what you guys think as from farmers and customers, I thought it was just a great opportunity to be a part of something where they actually seek what the customers are saying, and it creates a lot of benefit for them as well.
Chatting with Lance Fichter, he's a producer from Adams County, here on Hoosier Ag Today. And most of the time, we think about Farm Credit Mid-America as a lender, but it's also a cooperative. And one of the important principles of cooperatives is providing ongoing education, learning opportunities to members. What information have you gained from Farm Credit Mid-America that you hope to bring back to your operation there in Adams County?
You know, they definitely seem to provide good information about whether it's crop insurance, or sometimes they have conferences that might hit on topics like tax reform or and different things along that alley. And so, yeah, it's always good to be able to do that. And it's also nice to be able to call a lending officer and say, hey, what do you think about buying this farm, or what do you think about this investment, or where are interest rates going? And so when you can bring those kinds of things back home and back to the family farm, it definitely creates a lot of good things for the future.
Lance, why do you believe that it's important for farmers all across Indiana and throughout the country to continue to have access to ongoing education about the ag industry?
You know, if you aren't informed about the future, about what's happening in the world, of the things that are always changing, you're probably not going to be quite as successful. And so if you're not growing, you might be dying from a farming perspective or a business perspective. So it's always good to look for future opportunities and be in tune with everything that's going on around you to make sure that you're a part of the top end of where things need to be.
And Lance, can you share why you appreciate Farm Credit Mid-America's commitment to providing customer educational opportunities to those like yourself?
It's always nice to be a part of a group of people where there's a cooperative and different things where they pay back their customers with patronage and things like that. And also it's nice to be around a lot of other people that are in the same business as you are and can always understand where you're coming from and have like-minded ideas and philosophies.
And certainly with the ag industry, as you know, it's ever-changing from day to day, from minute to minute even. And so certainly I would imagine that having these educational opportunities that Farm Credit Mid-America provide, that Nicole and her team provide at the Bluffton office, I'm sure has helped you as a producer to make better decisions about your farm operation as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always nice to have good people that you can call, like Nicole and other Brandon as well, and people that can know what they're talking about and have good information and really provide opportunities for the farm to grow from a financial perspective. It just, it's really a great thing.
And you mentioned that team effort at Farm Credit Mid-America, because it's not just educational opportunities, but also that level of trust as well, because certainly you have to have that level of trust, because there's so much misinformation out there as well. It's great that Farm Credit Mid-America gives customer owners and farmer owners the right information.
Yeah, trust. If you can't have trust, you really don't have anything. And so trust goes a long ways. And you're right, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so if we don't have the right information and the right direction and the right knowledge, we're really going to be in a world of hurt. Farm Credit has provided a lot of opportunities for young farmers and old farmers alike to continue to expand, and they're competitive with their interest rates, and they're definitely willing to give back to the customers in a patronage form, and I think that is really a good thing for the future of farming.
Lance, when you hear that Farm Credit Mid-America is providing $260 million in patronage back to customer owners, That's got to be one extra incentive for you as a customer owner to get that patronage, to know that this is a team that's working in the best financial interest of you and farmer owners and customer owners all across the country.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think actually the number since 2016 would be maybe over $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's just a lot of money. And so if you do business with a local bank, oftentimes that money is going back to their investors, not the customers that they're doing business with. So I think it's a great thing.
Once again, Lance Fichter, he is a corn and soybean producer based out of Adams County, Indiana, northeastern Indiana. And Lance, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.